You're listening to the Radio Real Estate Show on Salt Springs CFSI Radio, hosted by Scott Simmons.
Down about a kilometer or so, about it's down about probably, what would a kilometer be? About 1,000 yards down to the right is the beach. And there's trails down to the beach. And then this is a farm that, it's probably the biggest farm on Salt Spring, one of the biggest farms, about 160 acres. Uh-huh. And they sell lamb and all kinds of, you know, peppers. And
beautiful. Now, I'm seeing these signs, so would some people drive down there and there's a little stand where they can buy vegetables if they wished.
Oh, yeah.
Not to wait for the Tuesday market.
Exactly.
Or okay.
And there's eggs, and usually they have everything. Sally runs that farm. She's a great gal.
Oh, yeah. I can see it opening.
And Rob. Yeah, no, it's just, it's beautiful. That is the most beautiful farm on the island. Huge. They've been there since, I think, 1962.
Yes.
Incredible place. And we're off the chip seal. Yay!
There we go.
Back on the gravel.
Well, that's so interesting to learn that. That explains the light spreading.
Yeah, the chip seal is it doesn't make anybody really happy.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, a deer?
Yeah.
Deer all seem quite small.
They're a mule deer, and the mule deers are small.
Are smaller, okay.
And the thing is, you know, you really want to use carrots, and then you train them to come right by your house, right by the freezer.
Oh, I see. So the dressing is rather easy. Right into the shop.
You know, a lot of people actually put herbs out and let the deer eat the herbs so that they taste better because they naturally season the meat.
Yeah. Hunting Salt Spring style.
Yeah. Okay.
Actually, I don't shoot the deer or hunt the deer. I like the deer.
They're too cute.
Yeah, some people do, I guess. Bow hunt on the island. It's common, I guess.
Huh?
But it's, yeah, I've noticed when people actively deer fencing, they want to protect.
Anything you want to protect, you actually have to. And the deer, I've seen them climb a 6-foot, 7-foot fence, wire fence. They put their hoofs in and they climb.
As opposed to jumping it.
They climb right over the fence. Oh, and you're like, wow. How did he get in? He climbed in,
huh?
Now, what we'll do is we're going to drive up to Southey Point.
Okay.
Now, the English were the predominant explorers and chart makers, and they surveyed. They had a survey ship, and they sailed around this area. And they had a guy on the ship, and his name was Southey. And just for a joke, they thought, well, for the next 500 years, we're going to confuse everyone on Salt Spring. We'll name the northernmost tip after Southey. And so, you know, they named it. I mean, they could have taken the southernmost tip on the island and put his name on that. But, I mean, let's face it, you know, how thrilling is it to be on a survey ship way off in British Columbia, you know, 150 years ago? So, I mean, English have this dry, witty humor. And so they thought, well, for the next, you know, forever, we're going to confuse people and give them something to think about, and they'll always know who you are.
They were successful.
Yeah. So they named Southey Point after... So this is an area of, you know, the highest-end homes on Salt Spring. So the houses range up to... One's just sold up here for $1.7 million, waterfront house, south-facing... low bank, it's, you know, you got to have a nice big budget, but they're beautiful, and they have big lots, you know, 4 to 5 acres. They're really nice.
I've never shopped yet that my budget was in one place and my appetite was a little uphill.
Now, I want to show you one of the most majestical places on the island, Fraser's Thimble Farm. And the Frasers have been on the island for a long time. There's a few brothers. And they run Fraser's Thimble Farm, and it's a gardener's paradise.
Oh, I thought they specialized in sewing.
And what they have is they have plants that they sell, and it's in the rainforest, and you walk through, and it's just magical.
Oh, beautiful.
And so they actually have a garden center up here that is just out of this world.
Oh, outstanding.
And to the right, we'll go by it, and it is so cool. My wife...
So they're doing retail here.
Retail,
yes, okay.
Yeah. And it's totally loud, and it's a perfect use of a rainforest. Oh, this isn't it. The next one up. But it's a perfect use of a home-based business that really works on this island. And they'll have, like, on a busy day, three or four cars parked. And, you know, it's not like this huge... I mean, here it is right here. They've got a greenhouse. They do a mail-order business. And it's a fantastic little garden center. Like, today they don't have any customers. We can...
Nice.
But they have... They sell a little bit of everything. Very cool. So we're just coming down to Southey Point, which is the north tip of the island.
This is the north tip?
Absolute north tip. Okay. Southey Point, though.
Right. I fell for it, hook, line, and sinker.
You would think it's way down in the south. But
uh-huh, because I was just trying to distinguish north and south, right, and then if I would say Southey Point, I associated with, well, that must be Fulford area. And then I'd get here, and no, lo and behold, it's the opposite, so...
So now in Canada, all of the, from the high tide mark down to the low tide mark is owned by, I own it all. Every Canadian.
Excellent.
Owned by the public. So even though someone's got a waterfront house here, they don't own the beach in front of them.
Right.
So anybody, we Canadians own it. We can walk down, go on the beach. Nobody can buy the beach.
Excellent.
Which is,
I love
so,
that idea.
So you can just keep your kayak right here, and let's go down and have a look.
Now, this is high bank waterfront.
Low bank waterfront.
This is low bank waterfront. Yeah. How high, I guess, I can see low bank being okay.
Well, price.
You're listening to the Radio Real Estate Show on Salt Springs CFSI Radio, hosted by Scott Simmons.
Road right down where we're staying is about as low as you can get, and then high bank is like up about 50 feet or 100 feet.
Got it. Okay. Okay.
So anything like this is considered
in between
low bank.
Is low bank. Yeah. Okay. So if you're going to walk down, it's low bank?
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah.
A lot of it. Okay.
Well, let's go have a look.
I'll let you catch that. Oh.
I just want to catch this because
it's... Oh, so yeah. I have, where we are, we have pieces of noise pollution going on, some of which... are sort of in the background and that you don't even realize they're there.
It's
until
like that
you,
constant white noise in the
gone.
Background.
Almost like a constant white noise.
Like the freeway sound, it's like that roar.
In that direction, exactly.
Yeah.
And then on top, and that might be the helicopter that's there and not there in the background, or a siren that's there and not there in the background. And so there's that. And then on top of that, I'll have more direct noise pollution.
Right.
So we border a school. Well, the kids come out and play.
Right,
well, that's
right.
Unique to our
right,
property.
Right.
But we're not that far from the airport. And so,
right.
Yes, it's only 10, 12 planes over the evening while you're home. But each one of those planes has its sound footprint. And so one of the things I'm struck when I get here and when I get to more remote locales is that lack of that sound,
right.
Sound pollution that's sort of always there.
Right.
That's a real plus.
It's amazing how quiet it is here. I mean, you can hear, you know, at the lake, when you're sitting down at the lake, and now you can hear people talking on the other side of the lake. I mean, it's just so quiet.
Yeah, we were even at Rupel Park. We could see the seal down on the rock. He was quite a ways away, but we could hear the actual.
Yeah.
I can hear him crawling up on the rock.
On the rock.
I can hear him, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm going, well, from the size of that seal, we must be at, you know, 100, 150 yards. And I'm going, but I can hear him
right
on the rock. So.
Well, and that's why one big negative on Salt Spring is to find a house, a dark house. I don't like dark houses, and then I don't like the houses that are on the busy roads.
Because
there are a couple busy roads.
Yeah.
And it really hurts the sale of those houses because,
right.
You know, unless some people don't mind it. They're from the city, and some people actually like that bit of road noise. It makes them feel comfortable. The silence really hurts them almost.
Uh-huh. I've seen people freak out at a little piece of quiet.
It's almost too much. It's like it feels hollow. Like they feel like they're in some kind of glass box. Now this is Sandy Robley's farm up here on the left. She's the most wonderful lady in the world, and her farm is, I think it's the most beautiful farm on the island. In the summertime, there'll be tourists just stopped and taking pictures of the sheep out in the fields here. And Sandy works hard. She sells stuff in her little store up there, and she sells. at the Sailing Club a couple times a year, we'll have barbecues. And instead of doing hamburgers, we'll do lamb. And it is so good. Buy the lamb burger off of her. And, I mean, I did the barbecue this last summer with the lamb burgers. They were so good to die for, the lamb meat. I mean,
excellent.
But I noticed the other day that she doesn't have any lambs around right now. They must be all at the... there's some up there. But she has a little store that you can go in and you can buy wool and
eggs,
candles.
Candles,
and meat. I mean, it's...
very nice.
And that's what the studio tour is about on Sunday. Like, on Saturday, a lot of people show up and they'll go to the market... And then on Sunday, well, they wake up in their B&B, there's not much to do. They don't want to sit around watching TV. They're here on holiday, so they go on the studio tour.
Oh, I saw that.
The idea is that the artisans work in the down at the market on Saturday, and then on Sunday, kind of recover, sit at home in the studio, open it up to the public, and the people can drive around and visit the artisans, and then maybe they'll have more time to visit with them. On the
You're listening to the Radio Real Estate Show on Salt Springs CFSI Radio, hosted by Scott Simmons.